Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry about that, bro. Just hang tight. We're going on right after this. Deep Stew Radio Underground Showcase. And my guest today is a brother who's been doing his thing for a good, good while. You know what I'm saying? His name is Emmanuel Prophet. We call her the silent one. We got her going on. Her name is Kay Nicole. She's doing her thing. And she's in the background. She just don't want to be sure. But we got Emmanuel Prophet on the line. Are you there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. How y'all doing, man?
We good, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here, man. We appreciate you, man.
Oh, man, I'm glad to be here, man. Glad to be able to be a part of the family, man. And I've been checking you guys out on YouTube and studying you guys, man. I love what y'all doing for the community, man.
Oh, man, thank you. We love what you're doing for the community, too, brother. We're going to get into that because you're doing a lot of things, man. But first of all, let's let the people know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Rock Hill, South Carolina, man, the Cackalack, man. You know, we're doing the country boy style with the country boy flavor with God's favor, man. And we just feel good, man, to be a part of this universal movement called Love, man. And we're using the arts and the forms of hip-hop, R&B, country, rock. Alternative, and we just expressing the love through the arts, man, and trying to help somebody be encouraged and inspired, man, so we can make a better place for our babies.
That's what's up. So how long you been doing what you've been doing, man? You know, how long you been in the game doing that?
I've been doing it for 35 years underground. 35 years just straight underground, performing in clubs, speaking at churches, festivals, doing it on the block and the cyphers with the brothers. I was the first one to start hip-hop down here in the South Carolina region. I started hip-hop in my city. You know, I'm the godfather of hip-hop in this city called Rock Hill. There was no hip-hop here until I brought it. When I came back from New York, met the 5%ers, the God Bodies, and came back with the knowledge and then just started throwing parties, man, and bringing groups down. I think the first person I brought to Rock Hill was Dougie Fresh.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah, I brought Dougie. I brought Redman, Method Man. I brought Blase, we brought Onyx, Dos Effects, Group Home, the Lost Boys rocked with me for some years. When they first came out with Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless, Something Died, what is the name, Something Died, huh? And me and Cheeks, all of us, we real tight. And so I messed with them for a lot of years, man, promoted them, you know, when they was in a down season, we brought them down south, man. We put some money in their pocket, put some bread in their mouths and help them feed their babies, man. And so me and my brother, Muhammad Jabber, out of Brooklyn, New York. Muhammad Jabber has a father named Hisham Jabber, who's passed, but he buried Malcolm X. And Muhammad Jabber, my brother-in-law, who introduced me to New York and introduced me to Brooklyn and introduced me to Harlem, he buried Betty Shabazz. So I was able to be in New York and just connect with a lot of people on the underground, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, man, I just started bringing stuff down south from the north.
That's what's up, man. Now, who are some of the people who influenced you to be in the game? You know what I mean? Like, have you always been in, like, the gospel hip-hop, or was it regular hip-hop and you changed over to gospel? How did it get you there?
Well, what it was, when I was young, you know, I grew up in the church because, you know, I live in the Bible Belt. So, you know, that's prevalent. That's dominant down here. And so I was raised in the church, but I always had this different vibe. You know, the way I used to twist the hymns, and my grandmother used to tell me, you can't be doing that because these are God's songs. You can't dance to that music. And I was telling them, you know, y'all shout in church. You know what I'm saying? And so when I first heard hip-hop, I heard the Fatback Band.
Mm-hmm.
The Fatback Band and Bogey.
Yeah, that's a classic joint.
Yeah, he's out of Rock Hill. And he played horns for the Fatback Band, and they were the first cats I heard do hip-hop on a national scale. And so from there, I was introduced to New York. And then we start hearing the records from Sugar Hill Gang down here and the Funky Four Plus One More. Then I mess around and watch the Wild Style video with Fab Five Freddy them. You know what I'm saying? The Cold Crush Brothers, the Fantastic Five. And so I started learning about Kool Herc and all of them in the hip hop movement. So I started going to New York and I started just, you know, hanging out with the gods and the earth. and just started, you know, got into the Islamic thing and started learning about my black history. And that right there put me in the movement of hip-hop. And from there, I was just introduced to the music and the DJs cutting and scratching. So I came back to Rock Hill, and so I said, man, I got to get me some turntables, you know what I'm saying? And so I formed the group. You know what I'm saying? I formed a group, and me and my partner, Mike Sam, we became the Debonair Duo. And from that, we started renting out buildings, throwing parties, and we playing people like Run DMC, Sugar Hill Gang, and Suck MCs. And so I got a DJ and took him to New York with me. He started learning how to scratch and cut, and I brought all that back down south. And that, and I was influenced by Fatback. I was influenced by Kool Herc. I was influenced by Run DMC, Sugar Hill Gang, Cold Crush Brothers, Fantastic Five, Lil Roddy C, Kicky Rockwell, Sequence, Funky Four Plus One More, and on up the ladder. You know, you come on up down, KRS-One, Public Enemy, you know, all the way through up and, up until now, even through the Dr. Dre's, the Eazy-E's, you know, when they left New York and went to the West Coast, then the Ghetto Boys and all the cats in Texas. So I studied the game, and I've always been doing it, but I never did it for recognition. I just did it because I just love doing it.
That's what's up, man. You sound like you definitely got history. And with that, you know, being that said, I want to ask you, what do you feel is different about hip-hop now and from the time that when, you know, you was kicking, you know, when you kicking it, when you was being a, you know, pioneer down out there in South Carolina? What do you feel is different now with rap that's out there in the South? And, you know, I know you hear people saying stuff like mumble rap and different stuff. What do you feel like a brother who actually pioneered a lot of that? What do you, I mean, you know, not pioneered, bringing hip hop to the
South. I know what you're saying.
What do you feel about the change of what's going on there?
I feel like the crack epidemic changed hip hop from being what we call that love, peace, and unity, having fun, what hip hop started out to be. I feel like the drug epidemic with crack coming in, and that changed because a lot of fathers lost and then jobs went overseas. So a lot of our people lost their manufacturing jobs. So a lot of fathers didn't have jobs. And so the crack came into our community, and then it changed the atmosphere. It changed the environment because fathers were no longer in the house, so there's no father home. Mom got to work two jobs, and some of the mothers were also on drugs. So the kids running free in the streets, they was doing what they want to do with no guidance and direction. So when you saw Cash Money come out, you saw the crack babies. When you saw NWA come out, you saw the crack babies. That's what brought gangster rap in and trap music in, was the crack epidemic. So that's what changed it. And so I'm not mad at it because the soul is going to express itself some kind of way. You know, the soul is going to get out what's in the soul. No matter what, you can shut it down. You ain't got to put it on the radio. People are going to express themselves, whether it be through violence or whether it be through depression, anxiety, or whether it be through a joyful outlet. People are going to find a way. The soul is going to find a way to express itself. So what we're hearing now is untrained souls and life that just running through life with sensations that feel good, expressing themselves and saying what they feel. So now it has become mumble rap. So now we got the dumbed down age, but there's a resurrection happening at the same time. You feel me? And so I think that's what happened. I think crack changed the game. You know, it changed the way people rhyme. It changed the element of hip-hop. It changed the environment of hip-hop. And along with that crack epidemic came a lot of violence. And so that's where you get your gangster rap, your trap music, and all of that.
Now we got the joint Wall T. Now, who's Wall T? Explain us a little bit about that.
Wall T is the street cat. Emmanuel Prophet Soul is the prophet. The street cat transform into a prophet, but the street cat is still a part of the lifestyle of the prophet because we can't never forget where we come from. You know what I'm saying? And so Wall T is the dude that grew up in the streets, sold the drugs, New York City, Atlanta, Chicago, kicking indoors, doing this and that. You know what I'm saying? And then was able to come back and transition and transform his life and move to a higher level, but at the same time meet all my brothers and sisters where they're at, you know. So that's the prophet. And I come to bring encouragement. I come to bring inspiration. But at the same time, I came to bring the raw, to let them know because we speak in positivity don't mean we soft.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, brother. I agree with you 100%. So we got the song flowing, man. Give me the inspiration behind that song.
The inspiration was that I was in prison for child support. I was doing 6 months. And I was going through it with baby mama. And so when I was in there, I had time to sit down and just, because I was angry at the time, because I felt like we shouldn't have to go through the system for me to pay money when I was already taking care of my baby, you know. And it was out of spite because I didn't want to live with her no more, you know what I'm saying? And I told her, if we're going to live together, we're going to be married. We're going to do the family thing. And she didn't understand that, so I told her, you're going to have to come and live with me. So out of that, you know, she got upset, and she sued me for child support. So when, at the time, I wasn't working. I had hit rock bottom. I had just left New York. I was going through a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff was going on in my life. I had lost everything I had because I was transitioning out of the dope game and out of the street game, and I was trying to become the man I knew I was purposed to be. And so sitting there for 6 months, man, that inspiration just came. And as I, you know, began to study and learn about myself and learn about the creator and, you know, learn about what spirit means versus, you know, the physical form, that inspiration just came over me, man. And when I just picked up the pad, man, and my hands started moving and my mind was just, everything just came in play. You know what I'm saying? And Walt, and I'd say, man, this Walt T flowing. I'm just flowing. You know, that's where the information came from. And Walt T stands for warrior, always lyrically tight.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So we're going to get into that song right there, man. And it's good that you said what you just said because, you know, we always have a topic of the day, and I was getting ready to get at you. And today's topic of the day on our show is bad relationships, like who be worse in the relationship, the man or the woman. So when we come back from that song flowing, I want you to give me your input on who you feel always be bad when the relationship breaks up, you know, is it men that usually don't accept it, or is it women? And we want to get your opinion after we come back from the show.
That's good, man. I'm ready to. I got a lot of wisdom on that because I've been married 4 times, so I got a lot of wisdom on that.
We definitely can't wait to get you on and hear your opinion.
Yeah, man. You already know, man.
We got the brother in the building. That's my man, Emmanuel Prophet Soul. We're going to get into this joint. Walt T flowing. We'll be right back. Beach Through Radio. Be in the building.
Yes, Walt T. I'm no longer Walt T. I'm EPS, Emmanuel Prophet Soul. This is how we doing it. Here we go.
I'm opening up my mind to bring light. The words that I slurs, they'll bring you insight. The self, which is you, it lives in a body. The soul is created when spirit makes the body. The sperm is the blood, the house for DNA. DNA is the blueprint that tells of you and me. Genetics is your genesis. We are God's images. Religion got us fighting like hell, so what the business is? I'm better than you. My way is right, your way is wrong. Take off these titles, begin to sing a new song. I see the light. And everyone I'm meeting, Griot, come follow me. I'll show you how to handle it. Breathe deep, then meditate and sleep sweet. Wake up, I'm dreaming, and make your life a big treat. I'm full of joy, and where I live is happy street. You want to change, then come and follow Walt T. Walt T's flowing, wisdom is growing. What more can I say? Keep going. Walt T's flowing, wisdom is growing. What more can I say? Keep going. Walt T's flowing, wisdom is growing. What more can I say? Keep going. Walt T's flowing, wisdom is growing. What more can I say? Keep going.
From Adam to Adam, Eve to evolution. Knowledge of self in this life is your solution. Now style and swagger and fashion has its place. Do you love who you are when the mirror shows your face? If you're white or you're right, if you're black or you're wrong, if you're another race, hater, then tell me how long can you sing that song knowing right from wrong? But you say you love God.
When you know you're wrong, change your position. Choose to be different. We'll call some fiction.
just religion. That isn't like it is, cause this is what time it is. I'm talking to grown folks, yes, I'm talking to kids. A good attitude is needed, along with discipline. Have more than share, but it's time for me to end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's
man, right inspiration, there. That's baby.
Flowing.
Yeah. We be in the clubs. They be bumping it in the clubs, man. They be dancing to it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that beat is definitely crazy. It's definitely got that little kick to it. You know, that bass and the kick and the 808 in there, man. Definitely bang. But now I want to hear your story, boy. Four times. You know, they say three times a charm, you got four, so you definitely got some wisdom.
Well, man, I've always wanted to be married because I know that marriages build great communities. And I know that without man, woman, and child, there's no real functional community and there's no real neighbor on the hood. And so community, when they took our men out of the neighborhoods with the crack epidemic, you saw our neighborhoods get worse. You've seen our communities crumble, not giving us jobs and proper employment, not economizing our neighborhoods and the resources that we need to job train and stuff like that. So going through that, when the crack epidemic came through, I was part of the beginning of that in the 80s. And I remember my uncle and them having $25, $30 an hour jobs working at Springs Mill, which was a prominent mill down here, and Celanese, which was a prominent plant down here, Bow Waters, these plants. If you worked at these plants, you made $25, $30 an hour. So, and the standard of living here is cheaper than it is in New York, California. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, when they took those jobs away, I watched my uncle and them go from men that were making $25 an hour, watch them go to $9 an hour being janitors at elementary schools. So that economic drop in pay, it produced an attitude, because now you can't sufficiently take care of your children. You can't sufficiently pay bills. So now here come crack. So we always had weed. We always had weed. You just call it reefer. You know what I'm saying? We always had that, but weed never made nobody not pay their bills. Reefer never made nobody not go to work. You feel what I'm saying? So when they brought in crack, a lot of people were trying to escape. A lot of brothers were trying to escape being broke, not being able to take care of children, not being able to be men to our women. So that caused a double down, triple effect of dumbness and ignorance in our manhood. And when you take a man's manhood away from him, and then you give the woman a good job, and then she got all the resources, and if she get welfare, you can't live in the house. So now there's an attitude created in the man. It's called the don't give a damn attitude. So a lot of us went to drugs, and what happened was that epidemic caused us to become something that we were not. We began to be men that didn't care no more, when we were men that were able to go to work and make the money. So it started causing problems in our relationships. It started causing problems in our relationship with our relatives. It started causing problems in relationship when I used to borrow eggs from next door. Now we're strangers to each other because now I got mine, you get yours. When at one time we was a community, we helped each other get ours. You feel what I'm saying? And so
yes, sir.
That caused a problem in relationships because I went through four. That's how I know. You feel what I'm saying? And so me and my first marriage, I had a good job. I was doing very well, and then I started a business, and I was making a lot of money. And so years later, when my business folded and the finances wasn't like they were supposed to be, my wife got upset. So she started giving me problems. She started giving me attitude. She didn't want to cook no more. She didn't want to make no more love. So I said, I got to do something. So I started hustling because now I got to feed this woman. I got to feed these children. You know what I'm saying? And so now she don't like that I'm gone all the time, but I got to put food on the table. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So now I'm in a catch-22. I either be away from home, make the money, keep food on the table, or either I stay at home at a and take a little dead-end job like McDonald's or one of these old jobs that you can't pay your bills. Then after you finish paying a few bills and you got more bills left, you still ain't got enough money to pay your bills. So now she still got the blue face. And so now there's problems. So what I did, I fought it till I couldn't just fight it no more. So one day, that first marriage, she just up and left. I came back one day, she was gone. Furniture gone, kids gone. So I'm sitting there in an apartment, you know, no furniture, broke, no money. So now I got an apartment, I got to pay the bills. So I got back in the game. And so I paid my bills, I hustled for some years, paid my bills, came up, started running nightclubs. So from that relationship, I was going back and forth from different relationships. So I ended up going to jail again because one of the clubs folded. And so I've always tried to work for myself. I've always strived to be an entrepreneur. And so went to jail again and had this relationship when I went in jail, came back out of jail, had a problem with this woman because she wanted me stuck under her. And what I found myself doing, I found myself trying to be what they wanted me to be, and they wasn't accepting me as I was. So that economic situation caused me to step out of character and start being something that I wasn't, but I was just trying to be a man and feed my family. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. This
is what happens in a lot of relationships. You know what I'm saying? Now I get married a second time to the same woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened. At the end of that, she married me for security. I done quit the streets. I'm working hard every day. I'm working 16 hours a day. I done joined the church. I done became the lead on the mass choir. I'm the spiritual leader on the men's choir. I'm one of the top ministers. So I'm thinking now I'm doing God's will. And, you know, I'm this man. I'm coming home every day. I'm feeding my family, but she cheating on me with one of the trustees in the church. So I find that out. And so I sit down and ask, I said, what am I doing? And she got a sex drive that I'm not satisfying her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working 16 hours a day. But you want all these things. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to appease your want for materialism, and I'm trying to give you what you need to show you how much I love you. I'm not trying to buy you. I'm just doing this because I love you. You got my children. You got my seed. This is what happens in relationships, and sometimes it's the man's fault, sometimes it's the woman's fault. And this is just one aspect. Okay, I go through that, come out of that, divorce her, and I get with this hellcat in the ghetto. She already got grown kids. My kids about their age. So I go into that situation, and I almost die in that situation because I went back to the hood that I promised myself I wouldn't go back to and live that lifestyle. But I end up in it. I end for 3 years. This woman was abused all her life. She's passed away now, God bless her soul. But she didn't know how to receive love. So she was used to always arguing. She create arguments. And so I tried my best to deal with it. After 3 years, I just left. Moved to Gastonia, North Carolina. Was single for a while, got into this church, became a minister into this church, and those people were so religious that you couldn't do nothing unless you was going to hell. You know what I'm saying? And so I got out of that, came back home to Rock Hill, helped my mom with my dad who suffered from schizophrenia since I was 10 years old, and I've been on my own since I was 15. And so out of that, you know, I got back into a relationship, you know, just seeing different women. And I finally met the wife that I'm married to now. And when I met her, I told her, I said, I just want to hang out and have fun. And I had five other girlfriends. And the reason I was doing that because I have been crushing so many relationships. And in the past, I had hurt some women in the past, but I was single when I did that. In my marriages, I didn't cheat. But when I was single, I did my thing. You know what I'm saying? So I had five girlfriends. And so this woman came into my life. And not one time she questioned me about any of the girlfriends. Not one time when we went in the clubs together did she question me about leaving her at the table, going to the bar, bring her drink back. Then I run all over the club while she go to the dance floor and dance with other people. At the end of the night, we come home, so I start drawing to this woman because she never complained about nothing. She just allowed my manhood to flow free, and she didn't get in the way of my manhood, and I didn't get away of her womanhood. And so I gravitated towards her, and when I sat down and talked with her, I say, you know what? I say, you're so cool, calm, and collective. She said, you're a grown-ass man. She said, what I look like trying to tell you what to do? You already been married 3 times. You got five kids. What am I going to tell you that you don't already know? You done experienced everything in life from dope to everything. You done been through everything. You've been a man before your time. And plus, I took care of my mom and my dad, too, and my sister and my brother. And so out of all that, you know, relationships is always something in a relationship that either the man don't understand or the woman. They come in looking for somebody to make them totally happy. Listen to this right here, and I'm going to tell you this. I ain't going to be long. No one can make you totally happy but you. When you come to the table in a relationship, you have to already have your happiness and your joy and your peace intact. If you come into a relationship looking for somebody to put you together, fix you up, bring peace and joy, and you ain't already got it, you're going to put too much of a burden on that person. And you're going to have some serious problems. You're going to have some emotional problems. You're going to have some mental problems. Because you know why? You got to start with your spiritual foundation, knowing who you are first. And what happens, we go into a lot of relationships because somebody look good, or either they got some money, or we see security. We won't tell them that when, because the representative that show up first, we put on that first person face when we meet somebody, instead of just being real and letting people know where we at, so they can make a conscious decision whether I want to get involved in that or whether we just need to be friends for a while so we can get to know one another. You feel me?
Yes,
so
sir.
We go into relationship following sensations. You feel what I'm saying? And so when you go into following sensation, it'll feel good for a minute. But that feel good comes to an end. Okay, after the physical is over, what kind of conversation we going to have? How do we connect on how we see life? What's your goals in life? So we need to know all of that before we even go into a relationship. See, you already need to have a plan as a man on where you're going in life before you try to bring a woman into your world. You feel me?
Yeah.
And a woman don't need to bring you into her world unless she already know where she's going. So we can explain that. Yeah, you can explain that to one another so we'll have a harmonious relationship. Don't mean we ain't going to have no problems, but we can handle problems better when we understand one another in our totality, where we at.
I mean, well, you definitely answered that. But, you know, before I let you go, man, I want you to tell me the inspiration about the cookout song, man. That's definitely a good family song, a good feeling song. What's up with that?
Yeah, man. That's, hey, what it is down here in South Carolina and everywhere all over, man. Everybody love to cook out in the backyard,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I saw that as a way of bringing, because when we have cookouts, I noticed the younger people be there, the older people be there, some of our people that's in the church be there, some of our Muslim brothers, whoever. Because I got family that's Muslims, Christians. I got family that don't believe in nothing. You know what I'm saying? I got family that's moderate. So when we get together and have cookout, for some reason at cookout, everybody get along. And then
mm-hmm.
sometimes we have our little argument, but I say, you know, we need to do a song, having a good time, because cookouts, that's when we get together and we have a ball. That's where everybody gets along. I don't care whether you're a thug, gangster, a business person, executive, a preacher, politician. That's where everybody comes together as family. We're going to grill. We're going to drink some beers. We're going to take a sip. We're going to laugh and trip. We're in the backyard. So I wanted to use that to bring our people together to show that if we don't get involved with our young people where they're at, us older generation people, if we sit back and just diss them and say, well, they need to do this, they need to do that, we forget we was young too. You feel me? And our
mm-hmm.
parents had to put up with us. We weren't the greatest kids in the world either. I done some stuff. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw that as a way. I got my nephew, Lil Sleep, and he I asked him to get on this with me to bridge the gap between the old and the young generation of hip-hop and music, and everybody loves that song. That song is pumping all over our city. It is pumping.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure it get in New York hands, huh? Because
we about ready to break it right
late.
Now.
Huh?
We
about
ready
to break
it right now, man. So, but
say,
I want you to do is, I want you to tell people about how where they can find you at, and you know how they can keep up with you.
Okay. Well, you can find me at, you can find me on Facebook, Emmanuel Prophet Soul. That's my personal page. You can also find me, Emmanuel Prophet Soul EPS. That's my business page. You can also find me on YouTube, Emmanuel Prophet Soul Enterprises. You can find me there. And just go on, man, subscribe, you know, like, download our song. It's only 99 cents. You can get us on iTunes, iPhone, Google Play, Android, Apple, and Spotify. You can get and download the song, support us, man. Spread it, share the video. It's a good time. It's for family. You know, you got your cats on there that everybody family got somebody smoke weed. We drank beer, we drank liquor. You got your people in the family that don't do that. Everybody at the cookout. You know what I'm saying? And that's a place where we come together, where we can gather everybody and there's no judgment and everybody just love one another for who they are. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, I will be in New York tomorrow, man, and I would love to come by and see y'all.
All right, yeah, man, no doubt, man. You know the email. After the show, hit me in the email. Hit me with your digits, man, and I'll contact you.
Okay, do that, man. I'll be in New York tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, so I'm free to come by anytime tomorrow or anytime late evening Saturday. I can come by the studio and see you guys.
All right, that's what's up, man. We can make that happen. I want to thank you
that
for being
like
on the show, man. I appreciate you, man. You got a home here. Keep sending that music through, man.
You know we're going to send y'all everything we got. I'm going to blow y'all up, too, man, down here. I'm going to tell everybody, y'all got to get with Russ and Stu, man, because we got some good stuff cooking in the pot, baby.
Yeah, well, we got some family down there in Beaufort, Yamasee, South Carolina, so we got some family down there, too.
Well, hook me up with them, man, so I can make contact with them.
All right, that's what's up. I'm going to stay connected with you, bro.
Please do that, bro.
All right. Now we're going to get into the fire joint, the cookout song by my brother, Emmanuel Prophet Soul. You know what I mean? This joint is definitely fire. This joint is definitely hottest for everybody out there. It's that good, good time, have a good time type of song. Let's do it, y'all.
Come on. We in the backyard, y'all. Cadillac in the house. Family, friends. Everybody in the backyard, baby. Slick and clean. Saturday evening, what's sunshine? That's how we do it in Carolina, baby. They don't do it no fine.
Big surprise. You got old school, new school, doing it big. We can give you whatever you want. SA Dub. When I'm in Harlem, I'm chilling with DJ Big Stew on Beef Stew Radio. Let's go.
Yo, I want some money. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more.
I want some money, 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 I want some money.
I'ma get that cash, I want some more. Hit her once, but not no more. Hit it in and hit the dough. Run up on me, get the broke. Hey, Shawty got a body like a Maserati. A little wishy ride it when I get inside it. Cash on dick, ain't got a wallet. Anything I want, I bet I go and copy. It's 3 o'clock, I'm riding in a 430. Heard they ain't know me, I ain't even worried. I got something in the trunk, then I make them scurry. Run up the cash, dude, in a hurry. I got the steel, I'm whipping the wheel. Just look at my grill, I kept it too real. I cannot slip, the curse of the grill. And I hit it once, now back to the chips.
I want some money, I want some money, I want some money, I want some money.
Showcase, you know how we do it, the hottest point in the world. Now, as promised, I told all you guys that I was going to have a young lady in the building, that she's been rocking, she's been doing real big things. She even got a gold joint. That's right, she even got a gold joint. We got Naya in the building. Welcome to the show, sis.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate
you. How's
everything
with you over there?
Let them know where you're calling from.
I'm calling from New
Jersey. Let
them
know where you're calling from.
From Jersey.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. Okay. Now,
New Jersey, right across the river.
Okay. How long you been doing your thing?
Oh, my God. Well, my album went gold in 1996-97, so I've been doing it for a minute. Like, I took a little bit of break, you know, doing the family thing, doing other things, and then I got the itch again. So I've been back on the grind for about a good 5 years now. And, you know, everything has been is been doing well with the album that I have out now currently called Something for Everybody. It was released last year in November. And I've had one number one overseas, one number three over here on the DRT charts. Actually, the men's record, which I did with Kenny Black, is actually still number 17 on the charts. So the album is doing good. I just felt like at this point I wanted to do something a little different. So I just put a single out, just. You know, in this digital world, you can pretty much do what you want to do. So I just had a new release out this past Monday called You Don't Really Love Me.
Yeah, that's a dope song. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I'm
now,
just blessed. You know, it's not.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Who produced it, if you mind me asking?
Kenny Black. He produced my whole album, and he produced the single
okay.
as well.
Is he the one spitting
around?
He's
also Grammy. He's Grammy. Yeah, he's a Grammy nominee.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, who are some of the people like that made you want to become a singer, that made you thought about this is what I want to do?
Well, you know what? Growing up, you know, I wasn't the traditional story of singing in the church choir or anything, but I always wrote. Like, I always had a poem book. My mother didn't let me go too far off the leash, so to speak. So I was always in the house kind of like just doing stuff and writing stuff. And as I got older, I entered into talent shows and things like that. Always listened to Marvin Gaye. My mother introduced me to all the old school people, so I know what traditional R&B really is. Betty White. I did a Sam Cooke remake of A Change Is Gonna Come on my first album. I also did Betty White, Tonight Is the Night. So I pay homage to them because R&B is so, I think, essential to all of our backbone, including hip hop. So I just stay true to that, but I have to also know that I have to stay current and what's going on today as well.
Now, that's why I want to ask you too. Like, what do you feel is different about music, R&B music of today, and then with like what was going on back in 1996?
Well, yeah, in the '90s, it was all about R&B hip hop. Like, it was a fusion. You know, right now, I guess we're just listening. Radio-wise, as far as mainstream radio, we're just listening to, like, one type of hip-hop. That's what's going on right now. So you pretty much got to get in where you fit in when it comes to R&B. And you can't lose yourself. So that's why I asked Kenny. I said, listen, we should do something with some current music, but still with, you know, not losing myself as an artist. I'll still write the same way that I always write. And put it to the track, and that's what You Don't Really Love Me came into play, and I think it turned out pretty good. You know, I'm my own worst critic when it comes to, you know, music. So,
You got a song called So Confused. What was the inspiration of that song when you did it?
It wasn't personal. But I'm sure at some point in everybody's life, you know, they were a little confused about some situations they would have found themselves in, trying to figure out, you know, this one right here looked good. Should I get with them? Should I not? We all went through that. We all did. You know, wake up in the morning, you might have a little problem. I don't know. But I just wrote that just on a different. It was very different for me from writing, you know, and the things that I usually write. So. But I always try to write what people can relate to, let's just put it that way, or what we've all been through at some point or another. So that one right there, that was different. I told him, I said, yeah, let's do something a little bit, get a little something sexy going on right there.
But we're going to get into that song. I'm going to let the people hear it so they can, you know, so they can see what you're talking about. Right, so we got Naya in the building, Beast Through Radio, the underground showcase. You know what I'm saying? We in the building, Russell's Through Show. We in the building. You know how we do it. So once again, we're going to get into the joint So Confused, and we're going to be back. We got Naya here, y'all. This joint is hot, though.
All right. Hey.
My body's telling me yes, my body's telling me yes, my mind's saying no, my mind's saying no, my body's telling me yes, my body's telling me yes, my mind's saying no, my mind's saying no, my body's telling me to give this all to you,
I can't give it all to you.
My mind's asking me, girl, what you gonna do?
No.
Don't go.
joint right there. That's yeah. Nye in the building. That's So Confused. Dope beat, dope lyrics. That joint right there, that's that club joint right there. Get you rocking right there.
Yeah, that's what I was smiling the whole time. I like, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, I don't know how it feels to be gold, especially as an independent artist, kind of like, how does it feel to be gold? Like, how does that feel?
You know what? At the time when it happened, it was amazing because it was unexpected. Like you said, independent is hard. It's real hard.
That's a lot.
But
we had
And we had a real dope team around us with a radio and just with people who were true to us and believed in the project. And we just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And before you know it, it was there. Now, being gold also helps you, like, you know, in this day and age, because it lets people know that you're not new to this. Yeah, the game has changed a little bit, but you're not new to this, so you're not a new artist, so they can't really treat you like a new artist. So it's a blessing, and it's awesome, and I wouldn't take it. Like, it's one of the greatest achievements that I've had, you know, in my career.
Well, our topic of the day for today's show is bad relationships. So we always ask our guests the topic. Today's topic is the bad relationship. Who's the one that's always struggling the worst to go their own way, the men or the women? We would love to hear your opinion. Is it the men
that's acting up,
or is it the women?
No, you said who struggles to go their own way?
Like, you know, when the relationship is over, it's always that one that keeps stalking them or wanting to fight the baby father or the baby mother.
We're a little bit more emotional as women. We're a little bit more emotional.
Really?
I don't want no ladies hating on me because of it, but it's true. If you really look into it, like, and also sometimes we feel like women, we've invested so much time and with somebody, and if, let's just put it this way, if we were cheated on and that was the reason for the breakup, then yeah, we feel some kind of way and we're not letting go without a fight. It's more like that. So if the circumstances was mutual and we just, you know, we wasn't getting along, we wasn't feeling each other and all that, then we fall back a little bit. But when it's a cheating situation, we act a little different. We do. It's okay. I mean, for the majority, there are some of us that can, you know, just fall back and just say, all right, you know, I'm gonna move on to the next and keep it pushing. But we're emotional. We're built differently. It's just the bottom line.
Now, let me ask you something, and I know you're gonna laugh at this. Now, do you be emotional when a dude is a fraud?
I got it. No, absolutely not. That's a waste of time. That's a waste of time.
That's a waste of time?
Nah, absolutely not. You keep it pushing. If I do, no, you're a fraud. That's what you are. I'm not going to invest my emotions and all that stuff with you because you already nonsense. So, no. Mm-mm. Nope.
So I guess I got the inspiration for the next song then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not even the issue right there. Like, yeah, because there's a lot running around. You know, they try to play that game. I'm knocking them in. I'm going to go back to that. I'm just saying the ones that are frauds, like I said, they know who they are. and they come at you one way and they wind up being something totally different. And when we recognize it, we let it go, and we just keep it pushing. There's no hard feelings. We ain't hating nobody. If you see another chick with you, we laughing because we already know.
That's what's up. So we got Naya in the building. We're going to get into this next joint called Fraud. She done explained it. Fellas on Facebook, I want y'all to tell me your opinion. You know what I'm saying? What she said about being a fraud. Also, I want to hear everybody's opinion on who's the one that leads the relationship the easiest or the hardest, whether it's the men or the women. Hit me up. Get on the line. Get on it. We got to hear it. All right? So we're going to get into that joint Fraud by Naya, then we're going to come back and keep it going. We in the building. Beast through ready. Y'all know.
Yo, yo, what's up? This your girl, Naya. Yo, this is for all my ladies out there who be dealing with all these lame asses trying to come at you hard. Talking all that yang yang and ain't saying nothing. You know who you are. Y'all ain't nothing but frauds. Y'all know what I mean.
Come on.
It's not me, it's always been you. I told you once, it ain't nothing new. You're a fraud. You're a fraud.
Yeah.
You know why I can't rock with you. I told you once, it ain't nothing new. You're a fraud. You're a fraud.
You and all the games you played, all the things we've been through and all the lies you gave. I thought you were true, but you was just a snake, slithering around trying to take my place. Betrayed to be cool, but you's a fraud of faith. I only gave love, but you gave me hate. But I see now, you was not my friend. Yes, I see now, so let the shade begin, yeah.
Another hot joint by the girl Naya. She in the building. Your album is definitely sounding hot right now.
Thank you. Yes, I appreciate it. It was a lot of work. 2 years. I think it took us almost 2 years to do, but you know, it wasn't rushed. Everything was just at our own pace, which is a good thing. And we, you know, we kept releasing singles. I think I released 3 singles off of the album so far.
So if you could work with somebody, who are some of the producers you would work with? And if you could have a rapper on your thing, who would you like to work with?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not picky. I got to be honest with you, though. I can't have a whole bunch of, you know, cussing on my stuff because my mother would kill me. And she's not alive, but I always want to honor her in that way. So, you know, I would love for DJ Khaled. He's hot. I don't mind, you know, a hot song. I'm open to anybody that's got hot music. You know, well, you can be exposed already, or you could be somebody up and coming and new. I'm always going to listen and hear. So I'm open to anything, really.
That's what's up. Now, and we always, you know, like what, like R&B has, you know, it's not the same as it was back
right,
in the day.
Right.
And what if you could just take something and take it out of R&B right now and throw it away, what would that be?
That's going on right now?
Yeah, you know, you know what's going on right now in the R&B game. What would you do?
I don't even call it R&B anymore. It's not really R&B. It's
nobody really talking about love
no
more, nothing like that, right?
Right. It's like
at least making love.
Well, they don't even call it that. They I would take the lyrics. It's almost like what I did. I would take the lyrics and make them just a little bit more real. Like everybody right now is living the same way. They're doing the same thing, and that's just not what real life is. Like everybody, nobody's in love. Everybody making money. Everybody got these hoes. Everybody got cars and bars. No, it's not. It's life is life, right? It happens. Stuff happens to you, so why not write about it? Because you know why? When you write about that, you become conscious. What's going on right now is we unconscious right now because we thinking everything is just one way. And with the youth that's growing up, they kind of believe in it. Like, you know, I want to be like that. Half the people that's rapping like that don't live like that. So that would be the thing I would say. Just put the real back into the R&B. That would be my thing because that's what R&B is, right? It's real. It's emotions. Is everything else. So that would be the one thing I would definitely want to change.
Now, if there's anything that, you know, we haven't touched up on you and you want the world to know about you that I haven't touched on, I want you to tell the people right there, right now, and also tell them how they can follow you and get up with you and keep up with you.
All right. Well, on my social media, you can follow me either on Naya Nation. It's NY_A. Nation, that's on Facebook, or you can follow me on Facebook as well as Tracy Napoleon, a.k.a. Naya. On my Instagram, it's T_Napoleon, a.k.a. Naya, and on my Twitter, it's T Napoleon. What else is, I got an album out, like I said before, it's called Something for Everybody. You just heard 2 joints off of it, and it has a variety of music. It got, you know, a couple of hip-hop tracks, it has a house beat on it. Got a couple of a slow jam. It's got pretty much what everybody would be able to listen to right now. So I'm pretty I'm happy with it. I think if you go out and get it, it could be purchased on any digital platform, iTunes, Tidal, wherever you get your music from, it's available there also. Also, like I said before, I have a new single out right now called You Don't Really Love Me that was just released on Monday. And that can also be available on all digital platforms, Tidal, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. You know, the whole kit and caboodle. So our support is what we need as independent artists. It's a different type of grind, but I'm not going to stop. So I appreciate all the people that support me and all the new people. You know, definitely check it out and see, and you know, hit me up. Let me know what you think.
Hey, that's what's up. Well, you definitely got a home here at Beats 2 Radio. I want you to keep sending them through. We're going to play that single. I think it's really, really hot myself. I've been playing it all day.
Thank you.
And I definitely want to thank you, and I appreciate you for coming, taking the time out and coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I had a ball.
Me too. So this is Naya, y'all. And she gave us some wisdom about, you know, at least she kept it real. A lot of girls ain't keeping it real. I'm looking at Facebook. A lot of girls was like, it's the dude's fault, the dude's fault. At least you can. I'm not just saying because you gave it to the guys. I'm just saying you kept it real, and I appreciate that.
All right. Absolutely.
All right. So this is Naya, y'all. Thank you for being on the show. And here's Go That Night
Thank
Joint. You Don't Really Love Me by Naya. We in the building, y'all.
You don't love me. You don't love me. No, no, no.
Speak to Naya.
I wash your clothes, rub your back, run your bath water. I raise your kids, love you down. Do things for you. You decide to act like a fool. Run around and leave me like you do. Every day I stood by your side. I prayed to God that things would be alright.
Say you love me. Don't say you love me. Just show me you don't really love me.
Underground Showcase. It's your man, DJ Big Stu. You know how we do it. On the line, I got a brother that's doing this thing. Got the hot, one of the hottest videos. Got a couple of dope songs I've been checking out. I might have a, you know, y'all know I pronounce names wrong, so I'm going to say his name, but just in case I say it wrong, I'm going to let the homie come on and say his name right so we can get it right tonight. I'm going to say Logie Luciano.
Yeah, man. So it's Logie Luciano. What's going on?
Logie Luciano. Logie Luciano. You know what's crazy? I've been saying Logie all day, and then when I get here today, I say Logie. I'm practicing getting this joint right. Yeah. Welcome to the show, fam. I appreciate you coming on the show, man.
All over. Yeah, man, it's my pleasure, man. I'm happy to be on the show, man. Happy that y'all, you know, supporting the record, you know? I appreciate that.
No doubt, no doubt. So let them know where you're calling from, fam.
What you say?
Let them know where you calling from.
So right, I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I've been in Miami for a while. So I'm really from like Florida in general. So I'm calling right now from Tampa, Florida.
That's what's up. How long you been doing your thing, man? You know how long you been in the music business, and how long you been doing this like professionally?
Yeah, I decided to make this my career about 3 years ago.
Okay. Who some of the people that influenced you? Like, who you saw that made you decide, this is what you want to do?
Oh, man, I have to say 50 Cent is one of my biggest influences, like, period, just in business and life. I feel like we have similar characters. Musically, I'm inspired by Nas.
Okay.
All the spitters, man. All the spitters. Jay.
That's yeah, because you definitely spitting some fire. And, you know, and the thing is, like, you know, when people, a lot of times when people think of Florida or Miami or something, they think of, like, booty music, you know, especially in New York. But you definitely, when I heard your joint, I'm like, yo, son's spitting some fire on that joint right there.
I appreciate it. Yeah, man, I like to incorporate, you know, I'm Latin, so I like to incorporate everything. You know, I grew up with the booty music. I grew up with hip-hop, you know, Latin influence as well. I try to throw it all in there.
Now, we got a topic today, boss, that we asking everybody, and it's going crazy on Facebook. We asking everybody, like, when you break up, when the relationship is over, and it's all over, who's the worst one? Who takes the breakup the worst? Do you feel the women take the breakup the worst, or do you feel the men take up the breakup the worst?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to have to say the men, because the men, we suffer in silence, and that's the worst kind of pain when you don't tell nobody.
Well, all right. It's been a little odd because some people saying the opposite, but that's cool. That's cool. I like it like that. You know what I'm saying? So who are some of the cats, man, that you worked with on your project?
So I've been working with, like, I usually get all my beats, and, like, what I do is I make a deal with the producers on SoundClick, and we'll work something out where if I do a song that I like, I just go ahead and purchase the beat and run with it. One of my favorite producers on there is Sen V Style. He actually produced the joint I'm trying to turn up. And I've mm-hmm. also rocked with DJ Shati and Vibe Beats. Super producers right there. They're definitely on point.
That's what's up. And I see you got this joint called I Don't Give a Fuck. What was the inspiration behind that, bro?
I might know, but
I just want you to tell us anyway, you know?
Right. Nah, you know what it is? I always wanted a record that I could just get on stage and scream some shit to and then have the crowd, like, scream it back, but actually record it like that, because a lot of my records aren't recorded with me, like, getting hype. So I said, let me do mm-hmm. something where I can, like, scream and, like, get the crowd stupid, you know what I mean? And then they could get stupid right back with me, you know, so we can have some crowd interaction. We're also going to do a challenge for that.
Okay. So y'all hear that out there. He's going to do a challenge for that. So make sure you get at us so we can let people know that's listening right now so they can join that challenge. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, you know, hashtag I don't give a fuck challenge, and you're going to do the craziest shit you could possibly do without hurting yourself.
Wow. Well, you know you're going to get some dudes that's like, what's that show that brothers be doing crazy, Jackass? You're going to get some of them cats out there. So be prepared.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into that joint right now. You know what I'm saying? This joint is right. I'm going to let you introduce it, fam. Go ahead and introduce that.
Okay, people. This is my new joint. It's called I Don't Give a Fuck. It's available on Tidal, Apple, Spotify, all the platforms. It's super hype. DJ. All
right. Let's do it.
Logi, baby. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck. 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 Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck. You know what I like. Money on my fucking line. I'ma pull a bad one, bad one. Yes, something's fine. Out of my mind. Molly got me out of my mind. Out of my mind. These chicks got me out of my mind. All I really care about is the dollar bill. When she shake it, say I like it. Lil' mama, I wanna feel. When she shake it, I just wanna know if mommy drop it still. And I be focused, she just wanna know when I can chill. Soma. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck. 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 Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck.
tell me what you like. That pussy I be tryna kill. If I said you ain't the one, I might be lying for real. Let me find out, girl. 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 She be looking like some bad ones. Them in magazines. Like a chick with an old school look. Leave a baggy jeans. Something that I haven't seen. Mommy hot like kerosene. She know what I like. She don't wanna spend the night. Mommy know I hit it right. Yeah, she make my shit ignite. I might catch a city vibe. Baby, bend it over. Yeah, yeah, let me get inside. Who you with tonight? No me importa. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck. 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 Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck. 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 Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck. 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 Saucy, 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 saucy. You know that I don't give a fuck. Flip, 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 flip.
Bucker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Roger Luciano in the building. Deep Stu Radio. Underground Showcase. That's how we do it. I like that beat. That beat is crazy.
Oh, for sure, man. He killed that shit, bro.
Yeah. Who produced that for you, fam?
That was Vibe.
Oh, that was you?
No, that was Vibe. V-Y-B.
Oh, okay, okay, Vibe. Okay. That joint right there is definitely, definitely crack right there. The whole
man,
Vibe is definitely crack.
Appreciate it.
Now, I want to ask you something, man. There's a lot of, you know, sometimes when it comes to some rap, a lot of, I'm an old school dude, so a lot of dudes that I be with, they be like, yo, Stu, don't play no mumble rap. You know, I play everything, but I got cats in my ear telling me about mumble rap. I mean, what I see about you, I see that you be kicking lyrics. What do you feel in the rap game that need to be changed with lyrics and all that, being that you're a lyricist?
I appreciate the compliment, first and foremost. Second of all, I mean, to be honest with you, man, I believe in synchronicity. So I feel like everything's evenly balanced. I don't know. I'm into that universal stuff, man. So I feel like everything's, like, equivalently balanced across the platform. I think we need that because back in the day, you had your Rakim and then you had, like, your Run DMC. You know what I mean? So, like, I look at it like, you know, you had your DMX, you had your Nelly. You know, for every generation, there's going to be that fad that comes in. It's party rap. I don't mind it. If I'm in the club and I'm chilling, it's cool. Do I listen to it every day? No. Do I really listen to it at all that much? Not really. But I'm not going to hate on it. You know, I love music, and I love good music. And as long as it's good, I'm cool with it, man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you could work with that one producer or that one artist, and you know, and this, they could be dead or alive, who would that would have been if you could work that? You had your choice to work with that one person.
Well, I will work with Scott Storch. That will happen. And then for the artists, you say dead or alive. So because you said dead or alive, you know I gotta say Tupac Shakur.
That's what's up. I thought you were gonna say Biggie, but Tupac Shakur is just as good. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
Hey, I love Biggie too, man. You can't even do
that's
that.
That's what's
you know?
up. That's what's up. But now, you know what I'm saying? What do you feel like you bring in different for the, you know, for the Florida sound? Like, you know what, if you want to tell people out there what's different about you and you want them to know that this sets me different from all the artists that you ever heard from out here, what would that be?
I would just say my tone. I would just say my voice. I would just say what I'm about, because, like, you could put me in a category with any party rapper, and then you could turn around and put me in a category with any person that has something to say with that actually has lyrics. And I think my overall originality, because ain't nobody been in the game like me ever. There's never been a me in the game. They've had similar things going on, but, you know,
even when you look at the people that people might compare me to, which I won't say no names because I don't like that, they don't spit like me. And then if they do or if they are spitting, then they don't bring that markability like I am. I feel like I'm the complete package. But over that, I want to do something. I want to make a change. I want to help people with my music. You know what I mean? I don't just want to get a check and run. You know, I heard Pac say, like, when the entertainers stop caring about where they come from, that's when you got a problem.
That's what's up. That's the truth, too. Now, you got the joint So Numb. What was the inspiration between? That's another hot track, though. What was the inspiration between that joint?
I appreciate it. Also, every time I do a record, it's always about, it's never just about one particular woman. If you ever hear me rap about a girl, interesting fact about me is that I'm always talking about every woman I ever met. So a little bit of that was a relationship I was in at the time, when she was playing games. And then a little bit of that was me, like, leaving this girl that was holding me back to go forward, to move to Miami and go after this with ambition. And basically, it's just about every girl I ever met combined in one song. So you'll hear a little bit of that in each verse.
All right. Well, once again, you know what I'm saying? We got my man Logi Luciano in the building, otherwise known as Logi Baby. Now, what's the difference with the Logi Baby? Like, what makes them call you Luciano or Logi Baby? How you got to flip it?
To go by logical, Logikal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Logi, if you take off the K-A-L, it was Logi. And I would just be like, mm-hmm. Logi Baby. And then actually, last year, Lu is Spanish for light. I like light, metaphor for knowledge. So Luciano is just a gangster word to put next to Logi and still mean something dope, like I seek light. So Logi Luciano.
That's what's up. So y'all heard that. We got the boy in the building, Logi Luciano in the building. We're going to get into this joint, So Numb. This joint is hot. We in the building, Beef 2 Radio, the underground showcase. We back. We here.
The death of me. You can see what I'm saying, mental telepathy. Girl had me tripping, see, I thought she was my destiny. What's wrong, baby? Why you not affectionate? Seen you with your new man, like that's that guy. You only hit me on the weekend when it's 5:30. To think I was there just to supply my help. I had to lose you to find myself. I'm so numb. My heart is pitch black and I can't feel a thing. I'm so numb. The only time I feel is when I'm in my dreams. Tell me how come. I had to lose you to find myself.
in the building. That's another dope joint, man. You know, is that on the album too, right?
Yeah, so that's on Poppy. And Poppy stands for Persistent Ambition, Positive Intention. It's available on all platforms.
Okay. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Definitely doing your thing, man. Doing your thing. I want you to tell people before we get into this next video of yours, you know what I mean? I'm gonna play the video and I'm gonna play the song. See, you know, I'm on a few different outlets, so some people is gonna hear the song and some people is gonna see the video, you dig? So
okay.
But that song that's right there, man, what was the inspiration of that joint? Definitely got it going on. And you definitely chilling in the video, son. I gotta admit that.
Peace, I appreciate that. You saying I'm trying to turn up video?
Yeah.
Hey, man, so look, I was a bartender in Miami, and I got firsthand the chance to experience what was happening with pop culture as it happened. And I was just kind of living like a I wasn't doing nothing crazy, but I was, like, around people that were doing a bunch of stuff that was crazy. And then every weekend it was work, but it wasn't really work. It was I'm trying to turn up, trying to take some shots, I'm trying to play with the babies, I'm trying to see what's up. So, I mean, basically that just translated into my song and just came out like that, man.
Wow.
It was
wow,
fun,
that's
man.
What's up. That joint is definitely joy. So, you know, I want you to tell people, man, how they can follow you, how they can get up with you. And if we ain't tell anybody everything that you want them to know, if there's something missing, I want you to tell everybody out there, man, before I let you go and we get into this video.
Word, I appreciate that. Well, first of all, shout out to my pops. Always been there, always been down for me. Shout out to Giuliano Atala. That's my boy. That's my partner, Iconic Entertainment. Shout out to Angel and Carol at Bitten Entertainment. Those are my partners. And anybody that wants to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or any kind of social media, all you got to do is type in LOJIBAYBEE on Instagram or any of those platforms. Or you could just Google me, Logi Luciano or Logi Baby, BAYBEE. And that's it, man. And you guys, I appreciate you guys having me. I appreciate the support. And you know I'm supporting y'all as well.
Man, you got a home here, bro. So keep sending them through, man. We got you. You know what I mean? You got a home here, man. We like them joints, man. And I definitely like this joint we about ready to play. But I thank you for being on the show. I thank you for taking the time out, man, on this busy Thursday night and doing what you do. You could have been doing a lot, something else. But we appreciate you, man, and we definitely got your back.
Pleasure's mine. I got yours as well.
All right, so introduce that video and introduce that song. You got two people for the blog talk. You got the song, and for the rest of the world, we got the video. Let them know how it's going down.
What up, world? This is the video, I'm Trying to Turn Up, by Logi Luciano. All you got to do is Google it. I come right up. I hope you love it. Peace.
Yo, what up? This is Logi Luciano. When I'm in Harlem, I'm chilling with Russ and Stu on the Russ and Stu Show. You know?
Yeah. 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 That mama the shit. I don't fuck with that shit. Yeah. Yeah. Waiting for this shit.
God, assalamu alaikum. Drinking my hand while the mom is shaking. She ain't dipping, I ain't tripping. Got a whole boatload of Rihanna's waiting. Denomination, all I want, the nomination. Trying to make these shots that the bride was taking. If it ain't about money, just the conversation. Cause I'm impatient, I'm trying to turn up. Let the air burn up. I see them babies, I'ma take them. Get it populating. I think she just told me she was ovulating. All these niggas and I'ma make them. Damn, baby, now you feel obligated, huh? Won't stop till I'm the boss. I piss a hater off. Tryna get mine at any cost. Won't stop, got too much sauce. I piss a hater off. Tryna get mine at any cost.
What's the night looking like? Yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the club looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the ladies looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the babies looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What hard looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the ladies looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up.
I got too much sauce. Let's piss some haters off. What the fuck you talking about? When I'm spit, I'm sick, you call it cough. Been drinking all night, oh now you start to crawl. You retarded off, I am a drink like Molotov. And why you hating y'all? You gon' call the law. I don't hate, brought some babies for all of y'all. You know I bought the bar, but you're losing time. All my Audemars, I'ma take your friend and you'll be fine. I don't care, you know I don't care. We everywhere, hard coded in February. My entertainment, you know what the game is. She Instagram famous, and I'm young and dangerous.
Night looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the club looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the ladies looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the baby's looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What's hard looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. What the ladies looking like, yeah, I'm tryna turn up. I'm tryna turn up, yeah, I'm tryna turn up.
Yes, that's that hot joint. My man was in the building. The fire, the video is fire. Y'all, for all of y'all that didn't, that can't see the video, make sure you go to stirringupthepot.live to watch the whole show. Go to my website, stirringupthepot.live, and you can watch the whole show. I want to thank all my guests that have been on the show, definitely. Once again, this is the Beef Stew Radio, the Underground Showcase. You will be seeing me weekly, three times a week. We're still getting a lot of things together, so make sure stay tuned so you can learn what we're going to be on. But right now, just keep on tuning in and just keep on turning in, and we're going to be in there. Now, today I'm going to play a video, a dope video, actually. I'm going to play a dope video of an artist that's my homeboy and that's my partner. Actually, the video is my man Twan's the Dude on video. Big shout out to Twan the Dude. He's definitely doing his thing. He's breaking barriers. This video is Twan the Dude featuring Nano. A lot of you cats know Nano. This joint is dope. But my partner in crime, you know, we did a movie together. My man Mo Money. We did East Side Story together. He's somewhere in that video. So I want y'all to see if y'all see my boy in that video when you check out the video. But I definitely want to thank everyone for tuning in. And everyone on Blog Talk, I want to thank you for tuning in too. Now, Blog Talk, y'all can you know, I'm on so many different platforms, so I'll be talking to different people at the same time. I'm talking to people that's listening, and I'm talking to people that's watching. So that's how it goes. But so what I'm about ready to do with Blog Talk, I'm about ready to play y'all something hot for my man J-Dub. J-Dub, that's the money. I played it a little earlier, but I want y'all to hear it again. It's called I Got Some Money. I Want Some Money. That joint is dope. And I'm also playing my man Mo Money. But for the video, I want y'all to get into this new joint, Twan the Dude, featuring Nano. And I want to say good night to everybody. Tune in to Beef Stew Radio, the Underground Showcase, and all the rest of our shows. Tune in to us. Look out for me and Cap on Wednesdays. Not this Wednesday, but it'll be the following Wednesday. And we got the Cap Talk. I'm going to be sitting in with that boy. We're going to be talking all type of stuff. And also, you know who in the building. You got the Silent Lady, the Silent Engineer. That's what I'm going to call her, Silent Engineer. That's her new name, the Silent Engineer. She don't want to say nothing. She don't want to do nothing. She just want to do her work, and she's doing a good job, and I want to thank her. I want to thank everybody. Make sure you go to my website, stirringupthepot.live. You can support the specials. If you want to get specials on from GameStop, if you want, like I told you, if you want to go buy some cannabis marijuana seeds, if you want to get some tickets to your trip, if you want to get some tickets to Beyonce and Jay-Z, I got everything on my website. All you got to do is click onto the banner, take you there, and get you discounts. And it's too, now it's too cold. You can either use the Russ and Stu Show for a discount, or you can use Beef Stew Radio for a discount. But what I want to do is thank everybody that tuned in and thank all my guests that came through. We are definitely doing our thing live from Harlem. You see what I got on? Converse Harlem All-Stars. That's right. Converse Harlem All-Stars. We in the building. So let's get into it. Let's get into this new build video. Like I told y'all, this is Twan the Dude, y'all, featuring Nano. We out. Good night, y'all. And to my Blog Talk people, good night, y'all. This is my man J-Dub.
kid. I am that dub. When I'm in Harlem, I'm chilling with DJ Big Stu on Beef Stu Radio. Let's go.
I want some money. I want some money. I want some money. I want some money. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more.
I want some money, 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 I want some money. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. All this cash make her hit the floor. All this cash make her climb the pole. Drop it down and she bust it open. I hit the scene with the sign of clothes on. Pack on me and you know it's so strong. Baby girl tryna take her clothes off. On the lean, trying not to doze off. I got me some money, I want me some more. I swear, I cannot go back to poverty. I am a king and ain't no one on top of me. I cannot skip about none of they watching me. Don't get the green, no chasing the broccoli. I cannot give up, ain't nobody stopping me. Rob with the heater, ain't nobody robbing me. They try to
I'ma get that cash, I want some more. Hit her once, but not no more. Hit it in and hit the dough. Run up on me, get the broke. Hey, Shawty got that body like a Maserati. A little wishy ride it when I get inside it. Cash on dick, ain't got a wallet. Anything I want, I bet I go and copy. It's 3 o'clock, I'm riding in a 430. Heard they ain't know me, I ain't even worried. I got something in the trunk, then I make them scurry. Run up the cash, dude, in a hurry. I got the steel, I'm whipping the wheel. Just look at my grill, I kept it too real. I cannot slip to curse to the grill. And I hit it once, now back to the chips.
I want some money, I want some money. I want some money, I want some money, I want some money. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want me some more. I got me some money, I want some more. I want some money, I want some money, I want some money, I want some money, I want some money.
I want some money.